U2. U2.
For us, U2 is a live group. Every night has to be extraordinary for us.
I like U2 because basically they're just legends.
Yeah, and I like Bono because he's a great frontman.
They rock the house.
We wanted to just be vivid, you know. We wanted to just be in bright colours.
They always reinvent themselves and they always come up with something new.
The rest are trash and they're a little bit better than everyone.
Rock and roll has always had a little bit of ridiculousness to it.
My favourite member is The Edge because I think his hats are cool.
Bono is so hot.
When they're on, they're a really great band, the U2ers.
This is Radio 1 and we're getting intimate with U2 at their personal studio in Dublin.
You've never seen them before. Exclusive to Radio 1.
Very good morning to you. How you doing? It's a Tuesday, it's about 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. It is Radio 1, it's Joe Wiley, and if I sound a bit different today, it's because I'm not in my usual place. I am in the Hanover Quay Studios in Dublin, otherwise known as U2's Gaff. They invited us round to do a bit of a show, so they might pop in as well. So we said, oh, go on then, we'll turn up if you like. So I'll tell you exactly what's coming up this morning. Set the scene first of all. Behind me, from where I'm doing this studio, I'm in a little tiny room. Behind me, there is water flowing. So we're kind of in a quay, like a docks area. So there's water flowing behind us. There are birds diving for fish, which have been kind of obsessing me this morning. A couple of ramshackle boats that are moored outside. The myth is that you two actually had to buy these boats because people kept coming up and they were doing like these tours and guides and stuff. And people just kept stopping and sitting just outside the studio and looking in through the window. So they had to go and buy these boats, moor them outside so that nobody can actually come along. These are really, really close. Just to give you some idea, I can actually touch them. Indeed, if I kind of lean back over here, open up this door, get a kick, and go outside. Okay. Right. Works on radio, that, I think. But just so you get some kind of sense of how close I am to the water and all these boats that are going on. In fact, I could even get in a boat and I could kind of putter around the quay. That's what's going on behind me, in front and all around. Guitars. A mess. Loads and loads of recording equipment. I will perhaps go on a little bit of a tour a bit later on the show and I'll tell you exactly what to expect this morning after this. We'll take a bit of music. This is Embrace. Welcome along. Oh, I can feel the warmth of the sun beating down on my back. We really have been blessed with a beautiful day today. So it sounded really good being invited around to U2's place. The reality of being here is really quite different. It's kind of, I cannot explain to you what a thrill it is to walk in here. I've been here before, but just looking around and seeing all the stuff that's here and just kind of realising the history, how long this band have been recording here, it's kind of a real honour to have been invited into the inner sanctum to see the way they work, where the album was recorded. Kind of feels like we've really invaded their personal space. We've been treading very carefully around, kind of tiptoeing around, wide-eyed in wonder, not just me, but everyone that works on the show, doing a little bit of the Lloyd Grossman thing, you know, through the keyhole. And I can do this now because I'm alone. This is the calm before the storm. They are going to be here, all of the band. You two will get Edge, we'll have Larry, we'll have Adam, we'll have Bono. They will be here a little bit later on in the show. I don't know when to expect them, but they will suddenly arrive and they'll be talking to us and we'll be playing stuff off the album as well. And you know when you invite people round to your gaff and you do that thing of running around at the very last minute, tidying like crazy, using cushions to hide all the rubbish, picking up all the little bits of fag ends and that kind of stuff, shoving the bottles out of the way. They haven't done that. This is like a student flat or a teenage boy's bedroom. There's food stuck to plates, there are cuddly toys strewn all around, bits of clothing in random places. It's a very comfortable and also a very happy and well-used place. So we're going to be talking to the band a little bit later on. I'll play some more music now for you. What have we got next? Oh, we've got Fabulous. Love this. This is Breathe. That was Keen then and Somewhere Only We Know. Right, I've left my little room where I am. I was downstairs. There is a room just to the right, which is kind of a huge equipment room. Loads of big mixing desk and a thing. Obviously, I should be very technical and tell you exactly what room it is. But there's so many different things in there. Guitar. There's a little tiny motorbike. I'm going to find out later on exactly who that belongs to. But you know one of those little kids' motorbikes? One of the members of the band rides that bike, obviously. There's a big board on the wall, which is kind of like the album's checklist, like a still-to-do sort of thing. So as they're working along, work in progress, there's a note, all because of you, a little note by that. It just says, comments, first single, Moog. Then sometimes, comment, real strings. Starstruck, comment, is this song up to it? Obviously not, because I don't think it's on the album. Then you can kind of leave there, walk along the corridor, and then come up the stairs, which is where I've just come now, and into... Well, they've tidied up. I'm being really cruel and saying it was very messy. It's not now. Someone's been here and they've tidied up. Very nice. Big bowl of fruit. There's another board which says, this is their diary, it says, 16th of November, Radio 1 show to be confirmed. Joe Wiley, 10 until 12.45, U2. Zane Lowe, 7 till 9, 8.30, U2. We'll be doing some songs, right, going to here. I think this is the boardroom. There's a big oval red table, loads of seats all around it. Fantastic artwork on the walls. Massive, massive bit of artwork. Very abstract. I'm sure it's by an artist I should know, but I'll check that later. Gorgeous picture. Peter Blake, really famous artist. Sergeant Pepper and all that, I think. Anyway, Peter Blake picture. Lots and lots of mentions of Elvis Presley, kind of iconic pictures of Elvis Presley all over the place. There is the Belfast Agreement, an agreement reached at the multi-party talks on Northern Ireland, signed by all members concerned, all parties concerned. That's framed. That's on the wall. That's in here. Hang on, the kitchen's just around here if I just go into the kitchen. Oh, piano. I didn't know that was there. Piano. And, oh, you know those Russian dolls that you can get? This is fantastic. There's one here. It says Achtung Baby, and it's got all different members of U2. Bono Vox is the big one. Hang on, I'm going to take that downstairs. I'm going to find out who the baby one is in a minute. I'll be accused of stealing things. But round there, okay, go past the kitchen. We'll go into... This is like being, you know, Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, being given the golden ticket and going into this strange, bizarre world, walking through the little hidden door, or maybe Alice in Wonderland, through the hidden door, and into this vast, vast room. This is where it all happens. This is where the album was recorded. Equipment all around me. How many guitars can I see? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. God, maybe 30. Maybe 40 guitars I can see all around me now. A big black leather sofa, drum kit in front, which is obviously where Larry is. And then behind that, there's this really beaten up chrome wall. It's kind of got etchings all over it. It's kind of the backdrop to where the band perform. And you've seen it as well in video highlights. It's just amazing, amazing room. Big screen as well, black curtains. All right, I'm going now. Get out of here now. Sorry about that. I think we'll play it. See ya. See you later. And I'm going to go down the stairs. I'm going to go back to my little hidey hole where I'm doing the show from. And we'll play a track now. Annika Rice, Eat Your Heart Out. This is Nelly. So it's Joe Wiley live from Dublin this morning. Going to be joined by the rest of you two at some point. They'll be here, play some album tracks as well. Chris mentioned earlier on, I had a word with Chris in the breakfast show, and he was asking how the flight was. I'm not a fan of flying, I know loads of people don't like it either, but there is one band that will make me fly, and that is you two. When you get the offer to come over to their studios, it's like, yeah, all right then, that'll be fine. So yesterday was absolutely fine getting over here. Journey, not so bad at all. We land, we go to our hotel, walk into the hotel rooms, and each of us in our room, with the exception of Stewie, poor Stewie, in our rooms, bottle of champagne, 2 cans of Guinness, the recipe for Black Velvet, a little card that says, with love from Bono, Edge, Adam and Larry, you two. That's a nice gesture. That'll put you in the right frame of mind to do a show, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely. I've got the Russian dolls in front of me here that I picked up when I was doing my cruise around the studios a bit earlier on. So the Russian doll... the big man on the outside is Bono. Just going to open it up now and see which order it goes. Edge is the next one that you come to. He looks a bit haggard, I have to say. Inside that, you get Adam, and then the little tiny weenie one inside. I think that's supposed to be Larry, but I've never seen Larry with such long hair before in all my life. Anyway, collectible Russian dolls, I just picked those up, and I will put them back on the their place in the piano later on. Right, we're going to play some more music now.
Lastly, I just want to say, can you get me and you two autographs and something special from Larry for me?
You just
me,
want me to
please?
Bring back Larry, don't
I
you?
I just want Larry, yeah.
Okay, I think there are people who'd fight that. I've just been going around the studio and looking at, they've got CDs all over the place. So just picked up some of the CDs, which obviously they've been listening to and kind of, you know, will affect the sound of the album. So we've got Future Sound of London.
Oh.
We've also got Supergrass, I Should Coco. We've got the Ramones, Beat on the Brat. And we've got Boyzone, Let the Message Run Free.
Where did that come from?
I have no idea, but I intend to find out. Cheers, Brig.
Thanks.
Bye.
Have fun.